take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk, everyone. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife and business partner, Jan, we are your hosts of Auto Talk every Saturday at noon on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. So glad you're joining me today. I want to wish all of you, Jan and I both do, and from our entire family, we want to wish all of you a very, very thankful and happy Thanksgiving weekend. We hope you are enjoying it with family. Maybe you've traveled or you've had them come to you. And either way, what a great time of the year. We thoroughly enjoy this, and as we kind of kick off the holidays with Thanksgiving, we just want to wish you all the very best. We thank you all for being here. We thank you for tuning in today on Auto Talk as well on your Saturday afternoon. Well, Murphy's Auto Care has been serving our community for almost 30 years, as many of you know. And if you're new to the show and you aren't familiar with our company, I'll just tell you the quickest way to learn about us is just go to our website. It's murphysautocare.com, and you'll see all about our company, our locations, our staff. Hopefully pick up on some of the helpful tips we post in our blog. And there's just a lot of information there and technology that helps you know more about the industry, more about your vehicle, and a whole lot more about Murphy's Auto Care and how we can help you. We are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at both locations. We're here to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. So check us out, like I said, again at murphysautocare.com. You can also follow us on our Facebook page. That's just Murphy's Auto Care. We have an Instagram page as well. And we're starting to do some videos on YouTube off and on, as well as this show is a podcast. So you can catch us there. We're also streaming right now live anywhere around the globe on WHIO.com. So a lot of places we are and a lot of places you can catch us. And we thank you so much for joining us and for spending your time with us. We really do appreciate that. All right. Well, Murphy's Auto Care and Auto Talk is and always has been committed to your vehicle safety, your dependability, because we know those two things when we really help you focus on that and partner with you. That's what really helps you save money on your vehicles and helps them last much, much longer. So we're here to help you with that. Today is a show that if you need to reach me, just reach out to my email. That's dave@murphysautocare.com. Or you can also just send us a message or a question to our Facebook page. So that's how you can reach me. And I've been excited to get together with you today. You know, if you've been following us, the last several shows have all been just about a half an hour program. But this is a full hour program. And I have got a lot of things I've been wanting to share with you all. Some of it is very, very focused about a particular experience Jan and I have had recently with many of the things that we've learned about our vehicle. One of our vehicles was in a total loss situation down in Florida due to the hurricane. So I wanted to share that experience with you, what we've learned, because there was quite a few things I took away from it that I really felt like could really help our listeners dealing with your insurance company or someone else's insurance company so that you truly are treated fairly and it's an equitable solution and resolution. So we're going to talk about that today. Before we do, I wanted to just kind of touch on real quickly some of this cold weather we'd had last week. Wow, reminder of what we've got coming. I'm sure we are getting a great weather today. It's nice. It's not too cold. But folks, I don't know what we have, 4 or 5 days where it was really cold down in the teens at night. We sure saw a big influx of folks' vehicles in with things that, you know, they got surprised by. I put together my top tens because these are the things we saw the most of, and I just thought I'd run through that with you. My top 10 list of things for you to all be thinking about that you should have checked on your vehicle by whoever you take your vehicle to. Number one are your tires. Number two are your brakes. Number three is the alignment. Number four for us, in our estimation, is the battery condition. We've talked about this a little bit over the last few shows as well. also determining the freeze protection of your antifreeze and also the quality of the antifreeze. You really want to make sure that right now, this time of year, it's in good condition. The rest of the fluids need attention as well. If the oil hasn't been changed in your engine, if the transmission fluid or oil has not been changed in your transmission, get it done. Also, the differential fluids in your vehicle. If you only have a rear-wheel drive vehicle, then the rear differential fluid may be due or overdue to be changed. But all of these fluids need to be cleaned, folks. It's what protects the components that they lubricate, and it's also what keeps your fuel mileage as high as it can be for that vehicle. Moving along, number six here or seven on my list is the spark plugs in your vehicle. Assuming you don't have an EV, whether you have a hybrid vehicle or whether you have a internal combustion engine, an ICE, if you haven't had spark plugs in it changed in quite a while, several years, ask your service provider to check them and see if it's due. That's something that we see now in the modern era of automotive repair as being way overlooked. So many service providers don't replace spark plugs in vehicles. So get it checked if you haven't had it done. All the filters on your car, the air filter, the cabin air filter, the fuel filter if you still have one, perhaps a transmission filter if it's something that can be replaced. So there's several filters on many vehicles, so you need to have that checked. We don't want to forget wiper blades either. Wiper blades can really, really cause problems right now this time of year. I know we were out a couple days, got a lot of mix on the windshield, and I was very thankful, that we keep our wiper blades replaced about every 6 months. So we were able to see where in the heck we're going. So wiper blades is also on my list of 10. The last thing that I really want to share with you is, if the current software in your vehicle or if the software on your vehicle is not current, you might consider having that updated. Not all shops are capable of that, but many shops are capable of at least determining if you have the current software on your vehicle. And if it needs to be updated, most shops know someone that can do that, or they can do it internally themselves. But get that checked. So I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to cover that list with all of you today. If you've got questions about it, feel free to send me an email at dave@murphysautocare.com. Like I mentioned earlier, we can talk about it if you have a specific or particular concern about any of those, or maybe you want to add to that list. I'm very open to that. But this time of year, as we see the temperatures drop, we have surprises for people. Not that we do, but people get surprises by their vehicle. So by not paying attention to those systems. So just wanted to bring that up for everybody. I want to take a second. I want to give a big shout out to Carol from Versailles. Carol, just a lovely, lovely person. We met her last week. She had brought her vehicle into our Centerville location, actually. And we so appreciate her making that drive, coming down to see us, meeting Kent and Bobby and our team there. And of course, we got her vehicle in tip-top condition for her. And really a pleasure getting to know her. We look forward to seeing you again. But I just want to say thanks, Carol, on behalf of our whole staff. Most folks don't drive that far to have their automobile service maintained and repaired, and we greatly appreciate that, and we look forward to seeing you in the future. So anyways, thank you very, very much. What do we have? I don't want to forget this one. I had a recent email from a longtime listener who said, "Hey, Dave, I think you need to cover a topic that is, high on a lot of people's minds. They're always wondering as the weather gets cold," and we were just talking about that. Should they go out and start their car? Should they let it run and warm up? And that's something that we used to do years ago. You needed to let your vehicle warm up. It probably, needed to run at least 4 or 5 minutes for it to get up to operating temperature. That way the heater would, keep you warm in the car. That way the defroster could clean the windshield. And, it was just more comfortable, but it also got the oil and the fluids warmed up, so you had a better lubricity in the engine within the transmission and so forth, primarily in the engine though, before you took off. Well, that is not true of modern vehicles, and most vehicles that are less than 20 years old, they warm up very rapidly. They have electronic thermostats. The cooling system has been designed to allow the engine to get up to operating temperature much quicker than past vehicles have been. So no, it's not really necessary to warm your vehicle up for an extended period of time. Typically, if your vehicle is parked outside, even like the weather and temperatures we had last week, where we were, like I said, down in the teens, you know, a vehicle, if you go out and you start it, and as you're getting yourself ready, putting your seatbelt on, and just, you know, getting ready to go, within a minute or two, it's pumping oil through the engine, and it's typically going to be fine. You know, you may not have heat immediately, because you do need to let it warm up a little bit, but they do warm up much faster. So it's not necessary to let a vehicle run and warm up for extended periods of time anymore. If you, for some reason, don't have heat within 3 to 4 minutes in your vehicle today, then there may be some kind of an issue. And it could be as simple as the antifreeze itself is deteriorating because it hasn't, you know, been changed. It's overdue. It could be a little more concerning. It could be restrictions within the cooling system, perhaps in the heater core, within the heater control valves. It could be a number of things. But you need to get in and get that checked. It could be a failing thermostat, but typically thermostats that fail on modern vehicles will actually trip the check engine light with a thermostat code. They're not all vehicles do, but many, many do. So at any rate, things to be looking out for, and I thought it was a great question from one of our listeners, and I wanted to get back and follow up with that and just talk about it real briefly. So anyways, I hope that is helpful to many of you. I want to kind of stick with this topic of my top 10 checks, because we ran into a vehicle this week that had a radiator that had failed. And as we were disassembling it after we had determined that the radiator was leaking and it had been stressed, we were able to also determine that the transmission cooler on this vehicle and the vehicle's air conditioning condenser, which are all stacked in front of the radiator on the particular vehicle, all of them had been compromised by a collision of this vehicle a couple of years prior. And so the both of the coolers that were in front of the radiator, they actually were bent pretty seriously, but for whatever reason, not deemed damaged enough to replace at the time of the accident. Of course, now the vehicle has a leak and has to have a radiator replaced. And our experience would tell us that typically what we're going to see is that at least the air conditioning condenser will probably fail next, because, of course, it's pressurized. It runs up high pressure. Usually, about 200 pounds of pressure in it. I'm surprised that it hadn't leaked already. And this is not an old vehicle. It's only about 4 or 5 years old. So it's just one of those things that kind of helped me decide that we were going to talk about insurance damage, what really happens in the collision industry. And I'm certainly no expert. I'm not in the collision repair business. But I'm very close to it, just because of folks that we refer to. We feel there are many good collision body shops around our community and around the country. But there's certainly situations that they are forced to operate under because of being more or less, controlled, I'll say, by many, many insurance companies. So it really behooves you to work with your collision provider, repair provider, I should say, to work and really fight for you with the insurance, whether it's your insurance company or whether it's the insurance company that may be from someone else who may have caused an accident you were involved in. But there's a lot of details. I'm sure if we could have an open conversation here, we would all hear, different situations. But I'll tell you what, I'm realizing I've got to run to a really quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more of this, so don't go anywhere.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Thanks so much for hanging in here with us through that brief break. You're listening to Auto Talk. I'm your host, Dave Murphy, along with my business partner and wife, Jan. We've been the hosts of Auto Talk for over 6 years now, and we're so glad you're joining us here. Hope you're having a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I know we are. Got a lot of family in, and we are thoroughly enjoying this holiday. Just before the break, I was starting to wander in, I guess, segue into an experience that Jan and I had recently dealing with our insurance carrier on a total loss of one of our vehicles. And we really learned a tremendous amount of, quite honestly, what we really didn't know were the actions of insurance companies and the way they deal with these situations. But it also helped us learn a tremendous amount as well about if your vehicle is just in a collision and it is repairable. And we're going to talk about both of those situations. That's a repairable collision situation as well as a total loss. I kind of got things set up and teed off on that just before I went to the break. And before I dive into it, because there's a lot to cover on it, I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to our sponsors of Auto Talk as well. And I want to say thank you, first of all, to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash has been a sponsor of Auto Talk as long as we've been behind the microphone, and we thoroughly appreciate that. They help bring this program to you each and every Saturday. And they have four great locations around the Miami Valley. They are a tremendous family-owned and operated car wash company, the highest level of professionalism. Need to check them out. Go to mikescarwash.com. If you want the absolute very best car wash and car wash experience year-round, 24/7, check them out, mikescarwash.com. They've got the very best special of the year going on right now. It's their book special. They make great, great holiday gifts. So again, go to mikescarwash.com. You can buy them online, or you can just stop in and pick them up at any one of their four great locations. There is one in Beaver Creek, two in Centerville, and one in South Lebanon, Ohio, currently. So thank you again, Mike's Car Wash. We truly appreciate your sponsorship and support of Auto Talk. I also want to say thank you to one of our longtime business partners and parts vendors within our company, and that is BG Products. BG Products has been around for many, many years, supplying professionals throughout the industry with the finest level or the finest quality of automotive component cleaning chemicals, as well as automotive lubricants and replacement fluids for things like the cooling system on your car, the engine crankcase, the transmission, the differentials, the several of those components, as well as brake fluids. But they also have custom built the very, very best equipment that helps all of us that service vehicles each and every day to properly transfer the fluids out, do it in a safe environmental way, and put new fresh fluids back in, and be able to guarantee to you that that vehicle is going to run better than it did before we did that. So thank you to BG Products. If you need to learn more, you want to learn more about them, you can go to our website, murphysautocare.com, or you can just go to bgprod.com. So thank you to both of those great companies. All right. I guess I've got a second or two here before I got to go to another break. I want to remind all of you that we are right smack dab in the middle of our annual Children's Food Bank fundraiser. And it's a great way to help fill up the food banks, both in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. Tell you what, my producer's pointing at me. I've got to run to this break. I'm going to come back, tell you more about that, and then we're going to dive into the big topic. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Auto Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back, everyone, to Auto Talk today. So glad you're joining us here. I'm Dave Murphy, your host of Auto Talk each and every Saturday, along with my lovely wife and business partner, Jan. We are also the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. We are at 3815 Dayton Xenia Road and have been for almost 30 years now in Beaver Creek. We are at 100 North Main Street in Centerville, and we have been there going on about 2 years. So, we in a couple of great communities, and of course the whole Miami Valley is a great place to be, and we are so thankful to get to serve the motorists of this great, great town, great city, Dayton, Ohio. I hope you're having a great Thanksgiving weekend. Like I said, I'm Dave Murphy. I'm here and your host of Auto Talk. All right, just before the break, I was talking about our fundraiser that we have going on each and every November and December at Murphy's Auto Care. It's a great way for you to save a few dollars on a service visit coming out to see us over the next 2 months. But it's also a great way to help fully stock the children's weekend food banks, one in Beaver Creek, which is called Feed the Creek, and you can check them out on our website, or you can go to their website, and also Food to Go in Centerville. So two very, very worthy food banks. They help children, when they are actually at home or over the weekend with food they may not have access to. But we love helping them out, and we appreciate you helping us help them out. And so if you come in, get your car service, and you want to save $10 off that service visit, just bring in a donation of your choice that is on the list we have on our website. Go there to Murphy's Auto Care. Check it out. It's a great way for you to save some money and also help the children in our community. So again, November and December, we're going to be helping do that with your help, and we greatly appreciate it. So thank you for hearing us out on that. All right, I'm going to dive into to this topic of the auto insurance world, and not so much purchasing your policy, nothing to do with that really, just what it's like when you've had either a collision with another vehicle or whatever, and your vehicle is either repairable, or in our case, we had a total loss situation. And some of the things that I learned, really wanted to share with you, and some of the acronyms that you need to be aware of. One of them is called ACV. It stands for actual cash value, and that can be negotiated. And just to give you a little backstory on our situation, so we had a fairly late model vehicle, about 5 years old, that was involved in Hurricane Ian in Florida about 7 or 8 weeks ago. So it was totally submerged. The vehicle was a total loss. And of course, we were going to file our claim against our collision portion of our policy. So in that process, we had to make the claim, to take a bunch of pictures of the vehicle. And typically what would happen, what did happen with most folks in this situation, especially there in Florida recently, was that the claim would be made, and the insurer would immediately rush to pick up that vehicle and get it in their possession and get it to one of their holding lots. And then they do some brief assessment of it, and then they turn back around and come back to you as the owner of the vehicle, and they make you an offer on the vehicle. And that is where the rub, I'll say, at least in our situation, starts, and I think it did quite honestly for most people. The whole topic of what's going to happen with these vehicles, and by the way, folks, it's estimated there were 300,000 vehicles in that Southwest Florida area that were total losses. Many of them were purely sitting in their parking spot when they were flooded. Of course, in many cases as well, the flood waters or the storm surge picked those vehicles up and moved them around quite a ways, quite a distance, banged them into a lot of things, so there's damage to them. But a lot of these vehicles, they're all going to be sold at salvage auctions. And we'll see if we have other issues with those as they move into possibly our area to be resold. You just never know. But getting back on point on the vehicle loss situation and the negotiation of that, insurance companies, their goal here is to settle quickly and settle for as little as they possibly can when it comes to a total loss. And this, the reason I want to share this is because this still applies. Let's just say your vehicle is in an accident and it's deemed a total loss. It's the same situation. It's the same process. The insurance carrier of that vehicle or of the insurance of whoever may have caused the accident and may be responsible for it, they want to settle this as quickly as possible, because they know if the owner of that vehicle will settle quickly, they typically can get out of it for less than the true value of that vehicle. And ACV means it stands for actual cash value. And there's the insurance understanding or belief, or at least this, what they would like to get you to believe, cash value means. But quite honestly, the actual cash value really means what it's going to cost you to go out and replace that same like vehicle. Not a new vehicle, but a vehicle with similar miles, in similar condition, as close as they can get it. So what they do is they attempt to do some comparative comparisons. There we go. I got it. Spit it out, Dave. In an attempt to come up with a value of a vehicle. And depending on the insurance carrier, I'm not trying to say that all of them operate this way, but they all do use a independent system that gives them a fairly quick, more or less digital comparison, so they can share with you and get you to settle and take the check and they can move on. In our case, the value of the vehicle that and their offer to us was quite honestly much less than what I knew that vehicle to be. And being what we do for a living, and we inspect vehicles all day long, and we look at vehicles, and we believe a very good feel for what vehicles are, I knew we were in store for a little bit of a negotiation battle with our insurance carrier. And as it turned out, it took 43 days to get them to settle. Some of the things that I learned, I want to share with you is that some of the tactics are they want to speak to you over the phone. I would highly recommend to you that you don't do that, that you immediately start dealing with them only in writing, typically via email, that keeps them above board. It keeps everything documented in the event you have to take more serious action in order to be treated fairly. So keep it in writing. That would be one of my things I'd like to share with you. Don't speak to them on the phone, because that is where they will pressure owners of vehicles. They will attempt to get you to settle for the amount they're offering you. They will, in many cases, tell you that you will be responsible for storage. You may be responsible for additional towing to move a vehicle. None of that is true. So you want to check into your policy. That's one thing you do. You want to know your policy. And this was one of the things that I really feel like we as consumers don't do. We purchase things like insurance policies for our home, for our cars, for whatever. And because we just want the insurance, we just sign for it, we write the check, we give them our credit card, whatever it is that we do, and we assume that our expectation will be met in the event we need to use those insurance policies. And folks, that can be so far from the truth, it's not even funny. But the key is having a copy of your policy, reading it, understanding it, getting clarity on it if you don't understand it, because you need to make sure that you are going to be covered. And insurance companies, it's their job to make a profit for their shareholders, all right? They can't be profitable if they pay everyone whatever, everyone thinks their car is worth. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of folks, that may have a misunderstanding of what the true value of their vehicle is. In our case, I do know what our vehicle is worth. I knew what it was worth in the market. And in the market that the vehicle lives in, that's also key and that's important. So it can be a long, arduous process. It's just one that you have to be patient. You have to be professional. You need to keep it in writing. And you may even need to consider hiring what's called a public adjuster if you're just not getting anywhere with them. But that is, again, elevating it to another level. Some of the other things, another acronym that may be necessary to use. It's part of knowing your rights and understanding your policy. It's called invoking your RTA, and that's your right to an independent appraisal. In the event that you don't agree or you can't both agree, meaning the insurance carrier and you, the owner of the vehicle, on the value of your vehicle. So you do have a right, but hopefully you don't have to get to that point to have that appraisal done, because that appraisal is you are responsible for that cost, and that can cost you between $1,200 to $2,000 to get this other appraisal. So you have to look at how much is realistically you're going to get them closer to being a fair, equitable settlement. and decide if that's really where you want to go. But it's a key point to know and be aware of, because insurance companies, they don't want to go there either. Again, they want to settle, they want to move on, and because I've got a lot of cars to take, you know, to settle on, quite honestly, especially in a situation like this. And there's another point that we learned, or another thing that we learned, and that is that in all states, I believe this is correct, in all states, insurers have to pay at least the undisputed amount while they're negotiating with you or with a public adjuster. So what this means is that they make the offer to you for the total loss settlement. And let's just say the offer is $20,000, but you can prove and you can support that the vehicle is worth $26,000. Well, that extra $6,000 is still in dispute, but they can't hold up the $20,000 that they've offered you. And they will. They won't send you anything if you dig your heels in and say, look, I'm not happy with that. We're going to have to renegotiate, or, you know, whatever your negotiations are in writing. But it's very important to get them to go ahead and send you the undisputed amount, because you may need to go purchase another vehicle. And that's one of the things that they're all counting on, is that most people need their insurance settlement money to go purchase another vehicle. Everybody doesn't, but some people do. Not everybody can go back out, replace a vehicle, or doesn't need that vehicle. So they're betting on that you're under pressure from time, you need to get a vehicle. Most people have to still get to work, have to take care of their children and go places and run their life. So they will use that to their advantage. And it's really kind of sad in a way, but that's business and that's how they operate. So please know and know or understand that you can get at least the undisputed amount sent to you in advance so that you can start moving forward. And then you can deal with the rest of whatever that undisputed amount or the disputed amount is. Another key thing, and this is in the state of Ohio at least, insurance carriers are required by law to settle within 46 days total of you making the claim on a vehicle, on a total loss. And if they don't settle, then they are seen as acting not in good faith. And when they don't act in good faith, that means they are acting in bad faith. And that's really not good for them and won't be beneficial to them if, in fact, you have to take them to court. So those are some things that we learned. There are, you know, several other things. And if you have questions about it, give me a call. Send me an email at dave@murphysautocare.com. Be happy to share that with you. If you have other thoughts, other opinions, whatever, or just your experience, I'd love to hear about it. It was quite an eye-opener for both Jan and I. And we always want to share these things, the experience. And I did actually use a public adjuster, and I would highly recommend that. And I can recommend one to you if you, in fact, would like to utilize one. All right, got a little bit more to cover on that and a couple other things. I'm going to run to a really quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Auto Talk right here on WHIO. Be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Well, welcome back, everyone. So glad you've been hanging in here with me as we had this Auto Talk program today on the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Hopefully you're spending a lot of great time with family and enjoying it, and maybe enjoying a few days off from the grind, right? So I'm your host, Dave Murphy, along with my wife and business partner, Jan. We've been your hosts of Auto Talk now for a little over 6 years and always thoroughly enjoy it. And so glad you've been hanging out with us. This has been a program today that I've really looked forward to sharing with all of you. And I hope that the previous segment that we just did regarding understanding your rights, maybe understanding a little more clarity about insurance settlements in the event, especially that you are your vehicle is involved, then it's a total loss. And so if you have any questions about that, tune into the podcast. You can pick it up here on WHIO shortly later tomorrow. And it'll also be on our website starting Monday. You can catch it that way. Or just send me an email if you have a question, any questions about it, to dave@murphysautocare.com. I wanted to touch on one more thing that we learned and I was exposed to when it comes to any type of collision. And let's just say your vehicle is involved in an accident. You know, it is repairable, and you know, you're going to get the vehicle back. There is a term now within the insurance industry called diminished value, and there is such a thing as diminished value settlement. And what that means is that if a vehicle is involved in an accident, it will then be noted and forever known, as an example on a Carfax report, that that vehicle was in an accident. It reduces or diminishes the value of your vehicle at no, due to no fault of yours, okay? So insurance companies aren't wanting to talk about this, but this is something that's real, and they are settling claims. So if you've had an accident, your vehicle is repaired, maybe repaired correctly, hopefully it was, the reality is your vehicle is worth less than the same vehicle that's not been in an accident, and you won't know about it until you go to trade your vehicle in or sell the vehicle. So it's very, very important to understand that. We're going to cover it more on next week's program. We'll talk more about it, and I'm going to speak to a couple of folks that are very involved in this in the industry, but it is something that I really think is very important for people to know about, understand, because this can be thousands of dollars of loss that you're unaware of, and then insurance companies have to pay you for. We're going to talk more about that, but bottom line, when it comes to your vehicle's insurance and really your homeowner's insurance as well, get a copy of your policy, read it. I know it might be a bit boring, all 39 pages of it, but understand it. Understand what they are going to cover in the event you have a loss, whether it's a collision at fault or not, whether it's you know, a total loss, whatever it may be. Understand your policy. It's just like reading the owner's manual for your vehicle or whatever it is you own. It's so very important. You'll be much farther ahead. And I hope that's helpful, useful information to you here today. Again, I'm Dave Murphy. Jan and I, my wife, we are the owners. We founded Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek 30 years ago. We've been blessed by so many wonderful clients over the years, and now we're also in Centerville. We want to wish you, from our family to all of you and your families, a very happy, safe, and memory-filled holiday weekend here. And thank you again for tuning into us today on WHIO. Thank you for following us on Auto Talk all year long. We sincerely appreciate that. And if we can be of any help with you, for you, I should say, with your vehicles, please contact us at murphysautocare.com. We're there each and every day to serve you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you again.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.